Hey, my man. I thought about you today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I read it. What fucking instrument is that? I read an article about you today. Not about you. I thought about you. Texas is now requiring you to have a sign-on login password account in order to access Pornhub and YouPorn.
Can you believe that shit?
And I thought to myself, Trey does not need one more step in between him and clicking on a video.
I mean, I already got one hand looped up and I'm having to type in the username and passwords. Like,
how are you supposed to get that accurate? It's going to be all, yeah.
So it's just, you get lube all over your phone. It just slips out of your hand. It fucks everything
up.
The whole mood and everything. So
I mean, I guess verifying that people are 18 is fine, but when you're our age, it's just annoying, right?
Just one extra step.
I'm not familiar with this Pornhub.
YouPorn.
Never mind. Give me a headline. Do you have a headline?
I do have a headline.
I knew you would.
Let me bounce back. I was trying to set up my username and password.
let me just, while you're doing that, show you the size. I didn't really mean to pour this much. So if through the show you see it going down all the way, we're going to be having
we're going to have to end that show.
Cheers, everybody.
So the little headline, it says, charged attempt at pleasure fails. Batteries, man shoved up his penis, get stuck.
What? Whoa. Guy shoved batteries up his penis?
Guy shoved batteries up his penis, which led to necrosis.
What?
Necrosis. I looked it up, but it doesn't matter.
That sounds like some sort of... Never mind. Just
something to do with the breaking of the pelvis or something.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Batteries got all the way there from the penis?
From the penis area.
Were they double A's?
You would think they'd be like triple A would be the shot at it.
Definitely not C's.
So let me kind of read into it. So this Sepichinarian Australian man.
Wait, hold on. Is that a town in Australia?
I don't know. There's a lot of...
Say it again slowly.
Septuaginarian.
Oh, my God. How about...
Genarian.
Septuaginarian?
Septuaginarian.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Okay. Trey. I always like to wait for the ending. Trey, I think what they're saying is it's I can't even pronounce it, but septuaginarian. Look at that.
That sounds nice.
That sounds good, yeah. Right? It's somebody in their 70s.
Oh, which, yeah, it says 73-year-old man.
Well, there you go. So, but why don't they just say 73-year-old man? Why do they have to say he's a septuaginarian?
I guess this guy, they were trying to get fancy on this set.
All right, so he's an Australian man.
Australian man, urgent urethra surgery after he jammed button-style batteries. So is it those little circular ones?
Oh, like in the golf rangefinders?
How the
fuck
do you slide that up there?
This can't... God, people, what would give anybody the reason? Are you sitting around going, I'm going to put a battery up my penis?
Well, he told the doctor he was fueling his own sexual gratification.
So it felt good?
I guess. It says intentionally shoving batteries into his penis.
Are you willing to try this for the show?
No.
Okay. Let's just move on from this. I don't need to know, unless you have the story. I mean, is there any more?
It says the doctors using forceps were finally able to get out the little batteries from the man's penis. All extracted batteries were coated with black tar-like material, the study says.
That, where did the black tar-like material come from? Was that pre-up the urethra, or was it after, or was it while it was in there? There's black stuff.
And guess what? 10 days later, the man returned to the hospital and complained that he noticed swelling and icky discharge.
Right.
The doctors then decided to operate again.
Yeah, that seems logical. That's what, Trey, that's what we would have done if we were doctors.
Yeah. Said, given the complexity of his injury, it was deemed that formal penile urethral reconstruction would likely require a 3-stage repair. So I don't know, maybe he's going to be doing porn in a few months with this bad boy.
Yeah, is it plastic surgery? I mean, is that what's happening?
I would assume something.
That'd be hilarious. All of a sudden he comes out and he's like, I'm glad I did this. I have like the most beautiful cock in the world.
That's
oh my God. Okay. Okay.
Anyway.
Are you okay with me just, are we done with that?
So we're not going to try that.
Look, I can understand. I don't even understand like AAA. Those are tiny and still.
But yeah, the little blood batteries, I don't get how he
would. The urethra, but you understand the AAA.
How would you stretch? Well, I mean, how would you stretch it to that point to fit these little blood
batteries?
How
would you do it for a AAA, much less one of these?
Well, at least that one's a little round cylinder.
Look, I don't know how big your urethra is, but, you know.
Well, I did have, what were those called?
I don't even, you can just stop. What were those called?
The where they put it in so you can pee in it.
The catheter.
There you go. I've had
right.
A catheter in there.
Yeah, I know. Because
that felt like a fucking battery.
Oh, God. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we've entered the show with penis talk. That's how we roll. What I'd like to get to really fast, and this is going to be a minor rant, and I think that I hope none of you have experienced this, and that's why I'm going to make it fast. That I'm really, really pissed off. Trey knows. And I'm mad because people in this world are fucking assholes. And they're scammers. And there's too many of them. And humanity, every time I try and think positively. And I try and go, you know, hey, humans aren't so bad. I get kicked in the nuts. And it's happened a couple times in the last few weeks. And I'm tired of it. And it has to do with all this crypto shit. And it has to do with, and I'll admit that I probably, you know, got my hopes up and was a victim because I want good things and I'm working hard at certain goals. But the biggest one, I won't talk about all of them. The biggest one is the social media ones, Trey. These guys come on here and act like they can make your account this superstar account. You know, the best podcast ever, you know. Well, no, we have to still produce content. We can't come sit here and like, you know, wham, and just sit here and say nothing. You have to have a good show. I understand that there's work you can do to make an account. Fine, but my issue with it is that TikTok doesn't have the capability to monitor this. For some reason, they're not. They're not willing to. Maybe that's why the United States is trying to take TikTok away. Did you know that?
I thought it was just because it was owned by China.
Well, that's part of it. And so I wonder if some of the scams are
the Chinese,
are them actually. That's why. Well,
or the Chinese.
Look,
sorry,
the Chinese. It's just beyond me that the way that people are scamming, and it's. Like I said, with TikTok, that's a big platform. That's a huge platform. Everybody's on it. Everybody's looking. Young kids, older people, whatever. And all we want to do, we're just a podcast. We just want to grow. We want to show you our content. That's all. And if somebody comes and says, hey, you know, I'll make your account better and make it stronger. And the reason that I fell for it was because they're like, well, the reason that your account is suspended is because there are people that hit this button that says reports us And guess why? Because they don't like what we said. They may hate Taylor, and we love Taylor. By the way, she's looking fantastic tonight on my screen. I see she's also wearing a red dress, and you're back in her younger years, maybe a little bit. But we, you know, or somebody may say something about, they may not like our Biden pudding jokes.
But regardless what we say,
but why
do you have to get the report? Yeah, I don't get that.
And that's what's causing the problem. They call it malware. Again, we have an IT guy. He's going to make fun of me for not knowing the lingo. They call it malware, and you have a lot, and you need this, and you sit there, and you want to believe people.
Yeah.
All we're just a podcast, and we're trying to make it, and we're trying to like give the best show and the best content we can. And I just needed to vent because it's just been multiple scams. It's not been just like, oh, I had one thing this week. It's just like everything I've been trying to do, somebody's trying to fuck me over.
It's always
that. And I'm tired of it.
That's too good to be true. You know, it's just yeah. Like you feel like you caught a break and things are going right.
Yeah.
And it takes a curve, takes a wrong turn, you know?
Well, and I love my wife, but she's got me watching all this positive bullshit. It's like,
is it working?
Manifesting and thinking good things. And that's what I was doing. And it hit me even harder the other way. It's like, yeah. I liked it better before I started trying to think positive because at least I expected it.
People are assholes. Don't trust anybody.
Just be careful out there. Everybody that's on social media. And I mean, and half of them are going, yeah, dumb shit. We already knew that. And half of you are like, all right, well, maybe we'll be a little more careful.
Well, I mean, what sucks these days is everything's online. Like, you know, interviewing for jobs, submitting resumes. You're thinking, okay, this is a good company reaching out. When it's all online, you don't know who the fuck you're talking to.
That was one of them.
None of them are face-to-face anymore. You know, you can't walk into a building and talk to somebody face-to-face, shake them, you know, shake their hand, look them in the eye. None of that, you know, so...
I got a, one of the things was I got a text from a recruiting company because I'm looking for different work. Anybody that knows me knows I do freelance. I do a lot of different things, but I'm looking for work, looking for different things. Mm-hmm. And I got a message from somebody that said, hey, I'm with this recruiting service. Well, my profile's on a bunch of these services. So that didn't seem illegitimate.
Too far-fetched,
I seemed like, all right, cool. And would you be interested in this? And I said, well, that sounds kind of cool. Let me, you know, whatever. And she goes, well, I'll have the HR lady reach out to you. And then she reached out to me and it all sounded great. And then, of course, you go on and on and on. And I won't go into detail because no one probably at this point is like, all right, Ryan, we get it. People scam. And they're a really close friend of ours, our IT buddy, also our songwriter. You know, is like, just stop it right now. Don't even talk to these people. Just move on.
Yeah.
And I'm trying. So I just wanted to vet and tell everybody to be careful with these scams, but hopefully TikTok quits suspending our account. We're not doing anything any worse than anybody else. And look into it. If somebody hits report, look into it. I mean, I've had to appeal it every time. And every time they're like, oops, sorry.
Really? It's just oops, sorry?
Yeah. I mean, well, and it even happened on Twitter. And Elon is like the most lenient. I mean, Twitter's lenient. And it was like, well, you've done this. And then I appealed that and said, we've done nothing. And then, of course, 2 hours later, like, oops, sorry. It's all algorithms and it sucks. I'm sitting here on a podcast. And yeah, we toe the line. We talk about offensive stuff sometimes.
We try.
I mean, that's our goal, is to talk and offend everybody. But that doesn't mean that you... I mean, I've seen way, way worse than the things that I say to people on X, on Twitter, or whatever you want to call it. But anyway, so let's move on from that. I just wanted to mention it. Speaking of all this, butthurt comments to the show.
Is it about your beard, I wonder?
You're not feeling it, huh? It's gotten out of control.
It's kind of burly.
I admit it's out of control.
We're going to go camping after this? We're going to snuggle up under the fire?
Yes, it's out of control. And it's because it's all this. I don't want to. I feel like I'm going to look in the mirror and just start crying when I shave. I don't know why. I just feel like...
Well, don't do that.
I just feel like I have to do activities that are... I don't know.
I tell you what, one thing
just
I did...
Letting my beard go.
I did do this once. I actually just shaved my head one day. Like, sales were going bad, and I felt...
Something different?
Just something different. Went home, took the trimmer.
Maybe I should do that.
Shaved my hair, but then I was scared. balls because
like a skinhead.
My ex-wife was not a fan of shaved heads, and so for the next three nights I wore a ball cap every time she came home.
She didn't know, really.
Well, she worked a later shift, so every time she'd come home, it's like, okay, let's go ahead and go to bed. So I'd go into the bedroom, take my hat off, put it on the nightstand until the morning, and then I threw it right back.
Your wife wasn't a fan of a lot of things.
Until the weekend, she found out. And so I told her, I said, I just wanted something different.
It'll grow back.
And it did, yeah.
And I'll probably trim this up. You know what, Trey? Well,
you know what? No.
For the next show.
Grow it until you get a win. How about that?
No, I think I'm not getting a win. Because
that's your playoff beard right now.
Yeah.
That's your playoff beard.
And I've lost every game. We're about to be out. I'm about to be eliminated from the playoffs.
Well, you can't give up on the playoff beard.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Next show, everybody's on the edge of their seat, wondering if Ryan's beard's going to be gone next show.
I would say no.
Well.
Unless it's just a mustache.
Depends on when we do it. We should do mustaches. I think we were going to do that at one point. Well, Trey and I will do a mustache week.
A mustache week?
Sure, yeah. Why not?
Because didn't we do a day?
No, we did like 3 hours.
Yeah.
We're going to grow.
Mine didn't make it.
Save it tomorrow. Okay. But her comments. We did a bit on one of the shows. The one that's about to be released goes more in depth about the Native American tribe that the Washington Redskins NFL football franchise was named after, and that they're suing. The first time we mentioned this, the show just released, was just a simple, you know, by the way, this is a Blackfoot tribe that the guy Drew was an actual chief and blah, blah. We didn't go into detail about this actual lawsuit. And so this guy, I guess, Black Op Mercy Gaming is his handle.
Black Cock what?
Black Op.
Oh.
Mercy Gaming. And it's a picture of some sort of dark bat with wings.
Oh, okay.
So he's clearly...
A gamer?
A gamer or, you know, afraid to identify himself. But he said the following. Saying Indian shouldn't be offended because... By the way, he called them Indians, which he's not supposed to do. So is he talking about Indians overseas that are probably the ones that are screwing me over with AIT? Or are they, is he talking about Native Americans?
Interesting.
Right.
He didn't
specify. So already he fucked himself.
Threw it up, yeah.
Saying Indians, so he goes on. Saying Indians shouldn't be offended because a Blackfoot artist drew the logo is like saying every black person should be a Republican because Candace Owens hates gay people. Do you know who Candace Owens is?
Yeah.
She's a black woman.
She was a sprinter, right?
No, but who is that?
On the U.S.
No, that's Jesse Owens, Jesse and he's Owens. A man. But close enough. Yeah, I was like, wait, I know what you're talking about. Candace Owens is a black Republican politician.
That hates gay people?
No. I've never heard that. As far as I know, that's never come out of her mouth.
Is she gay?
No.
She's not gay either?
No. But she is...
Has she ever kissed a woman?
I'm not sure, but I would like to know because she's an attractive woman.
So she doesn't know she's gay then?
She might not know, but she knows she doesn't hate gay people.
Gotcha.
But this guy is making this assumption, first off, like, it doesn't make... It's apples and oranges. It makes no sense. It wasn't one Indian.
It was multiple Indians.
It was a complete tribe, and they named them after him, and they helped them, and they gave their approval. That's different than saying one Republican you don't like and made a claim that's an accusation that we don't even know is true, that she truly hates gay people. Don't be stupid when you comment, people. If you're going to give me a good butthurt comment, I mean, this one's not only butthurt, but it's like, it doesn't make sense. It's inaccurate. This guy's an idiot.
Because we don't know if she likes gays or not.
No, I'm fired up tonight. So
let me ask you a quick question. How many Indians does it take to make a tribe? Is there a requirement, number requirement?
Two.
To make a tribe? Really?
I don't know. Hey, we'll just form a tribe.
So we don't know if it's...
Are you... I'll be Wolffoot Howl.
Wolffoot Howl.
And you'll be...
Painted Toe...
God.
Painted Toe, not Long Nose.
Okay. And everybody in the tribe will know you as Long Nose.
painted.
Anyway, so Trey,
painted dumb.
All right, look, the bottom line is Trey and I are not going to start a tribe.
Oh, we need more people, I'm assuming.
Yeah, let's try. But I don't know.
We probably
need
actual Indians, too, to start a tribe, too, don't we?
You call them Indians, too. We're not supposed to be calling them
Native
Indians.
Native American
Indians. I don't know, right? I'm trying to be correct for...
Native Americans, we'll say.
You know what? Call them Indians. I don't give a shit. This might give us our next butthurt comment of the week.
There you go.
But this guy, I was just kind of like, all right, dude, this is not the same thing. I'm going to take an entire tribe's word over yours.
Are we really not allowed to call them Indians anymore?
No, we're not supposed to because they're not Indians. Indians are from India.
Oh, okay.
Remember, do I need to give you a lesson on the air? Not on the air, but on the show. Do I need to give you a lesson on the show, which is when the explorers came this direction, they thought they had reached India. So they named the natives Indians.
Oh.
Yeah. Is it all coming together?
No, but it makes sense. That might be bullshit, but I'll still believe
it. And even the Native Americans, and people are going to get all upset about this, and this will be our butthurt comment of the week next show.
You know a lot of stuff, Ryan.
I do. Well, or I pretend to.
You're a Reddit man.
All I know is that before the quote-unquote Native Americans were here, there were other people here. No one wants to talk about that. That the Native Americans.
The dinosaurs,
slaughtered.
Right?
Well, the dinosaurs, too.
Did the Indians slaughter the
dinosaurs? I don't think so. I think that was a meteor.
That would be a fair fight.
It was a meteor. I don't know. All I know is there were people before the Native Americans, and no one wants to hear that. Everybody gets all butt clenched. They're like, oh.
Who was before the Native Americans?
There are other people that were.
Just other
they
people.
Were native. They were like double natives.
Super OG native.
And they got wiped out. So it's not as simple, and I've said it before, it's not as simple as everybody wants to make it. The poor natives, there's a whole big thing going on, and I would love to have a Native American that's like a specialist in that coming on the show.
I want to know who the first people were. That's crazy.
I'm telling you, they were there. I should know more. I'll tell you more later. All right, that was butthurt comment.
Was it?
Speaking of people being butthurt, I can't wait to talk about this, but... We have to. I have a question for you. I'm gonna throw you under the bus because we didn't talk about this before the show. We have clearly identified ourselves as anti-Joe Biden. Is that correct?
I would agree with that.
We don't like him. We don't think he's good for the country. The only thing he's good for the country in is the pudding stock, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything he's done well that you like?
No.
Okay. Is there anything that you know that he's done at all?
He's caused the gas prices to go up.
Man. Well, there you go. And so I don't know, because it's going to be Donald, right? We know that. So at what point do we have to call ourselves like we're voting for Donald Trump?
Well, isn't one of the... There's a Kennedy that's supposed to be...
Well, he's independent. He's not going to get shit.
Oh, he's not going to...
Well, as an independent, that's the problem for us as independents. Nobody goes and votes independent. 2% do, because they're just, standing on their ground. But if everybody really would go and vote and consider that person, it would be different. But everybody's like, well, my vote won't matter. Then it's just going to go to the independent. But if it's between Donald and Joe, we'll see how they do in our decathlon. But at some point, we have to call it, right? We have to say, and it's early. But the problem is we're not Joe. So if it's Donald, then we got to start going behind Donald, right?
I would think so. Yeah.
I don't know if I want to do that, people. So don't get on me.
It's still early.
It's early.
And it could be a surprise.
He's got some stuff he's dealing with.
Mental issues.
No, that would be Joe. That'd be both.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Joe still.
No, I'm talking about Donald. We got to get it behind Donald if we're against Joe.
Right.
Because I thought about it. I was like, well, if Donald's the guy and we've made it clear that we're not going to vote for Joe Biden, then...
Well, we got to stay in the gray. Biden could surprise.
I want to listen to anybody. Do that face again. Yeah, there you go. I'm going to get that close up. Biden could, sure, anything can happen and we can change our minds. Somebody can come out of nowhere, whatever. Trump could actually be convicted, which he won't. But right now, if it's Trump and Biden, at what point do we make it we're on Trump.
Right.
And we're not ready to make that claim. We're gonna hold off. We're not Trumpers. I just can't wait for the debates.
It should be fun. I might actually watch those.
Yeah. Together. We're going to have like a party and we'll talk about it. But we got to talk about this real quick. Donald Trump. Everybody knows what I'm going to talk about. Of course, by the time these are released, it's usually a week later. He was speaking, doing one of his rallies, right? Doing one of his, I think he was in Ohio. And, you know, up in the Rust Belt area, there's a lot of auto manufacturing going on, especially in Michigan.
You
know,
the what belt?
They call it the Rust Belt. It's like Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania. And it's where all the auto and all the...
Okay. I never heard of Rust Belt.
Really? Well, I'm going to continue.
Sorry.
Regardless of that.
I'm just trying to learn.
I know. I feel like this is the best thing that's ever happened to you is this show. So you've learned more than you've ever learned.
Rust Belt.
The Rust Belt. But he was there and he's giving a speech.
He was in Ohio, by the way.
Right. Oh, that's what I just said. I thought. Okay. I think it was Ohio.
It is Ohio.
I was right. And he came out and he said, if I am not elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the country.
Damn.
That is what the news outlets reported, and that's what CNN reported, and that's what the mainstream media reported. And immediately, of course, Trey, how would you take that?
That's what I heard. A lot of violence going on if he doesn't get elected.
That's what they're claiming. And this is what makes me so angry with the left, and this is what pushes an independent to the other side. You can't sit there and cut it off without context and just use one little piece. Because, yes, if that's all he said, if I'm not elected, it's going to be a bloodbath. Okay, well, you kind of go, well, what did he mean by that? He was referring literally to the auto manufacturing jobs, foreign countries, blah, 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 blah. And if he's not elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the industry.
And that makes
sense. That's a huge difference.
Very huge difference.
And let's say, even if, I'm just going to put a for instance out there. Let's say he didn't even say it was because of the auto industry. People use figures of speech. People use different, it's not literal. Did he literally mean it's going to be a bloodbath? Or did he mean this country's kind of shitty right now, and the border and the gas and the this and the that, and it's going to just be continue to be a bloodbath? It may be a poor choice of words if that's what he was going for.
A little bit.
But if you literally think Donald Trump was sitting here saying we're going to have civil war if I don't get elected, and they're just rolling with it. It's everything I see on X, everything I see on any kind of, you know, social media. And it's just like one side's like, fuck you. That's not what he meant. The other side's like, fuck you. You know, he's inciting violence. Are we going to put up with this? And it's just stupid. And this is the start of it, Trey. This is the start of it. So I wanted to bring that up. Hashtag bloodbath. You heard it here first, people. If Donald Trump doesn't win, the country is going to be a bloodbath. According to the left.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I hope it's not. That could be scary.
You don't want to fight?
I don't want to fight, no. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
No, but you're a taekwondo. You're ready to go out and fight.
I get my plastic sword and start swinging it at people.
Can you imagine us having a lineup in battle?
No.
What was it? I was watching a show the other day. It was like about the Revolutionary War, and I was like, man, I would be the biggest. I'd be so bad. I'd freak out. Ah! I mean, I'd just freak out. Screaming. Yeah. This guy's all tough by the fence, getting bullets shot through the fence and stuff, and I'm just like,
nope.
That
I'm coward underneath it.
Play dead.
Yeah,
I'm good.
I already got shot. Where, some ketchup on my face. Yeah.
Where is everybody? Are they gone yet?
All right, Trey, let's go.
All right, we're ready to roll. So there's the Trump. You know, people, look, Trey and I are not Trump people, but we definitely aren't Biden people, and that's unfortunately what it's come to. Everybody that I talk to goes, are these really the two morons we have to choose from? And that's looks like it.
It's the prettiest pick. So
So Trey and I are choosing a Donald who we think is prettier, just by a little bit. But we'll see. I mean, maybe he'll impress us more. I mean, I don't have a problem with the guy. I'm not like a lot of the Trump guys where they're like obsessed. But I'm also definitely not a fan of Biden and Kamala and that whole crew. They're a cesspool. Anyway, do you have anything to say? I feel like I've just talked for a while.
I thought that's what the show was about.
Do you need to be here, or do you? If you need to go, just get up.
I'm just here to smile at you and be like,
If you need to go, just all of a sudden you just stand up and leave.
Would you notice?
It's because I have so many things tonight that I wanted to talk about.
Okay, get
so
off that's your chest. One of them. I got to talk a lot on the last show. I get one every.
You did. You know, I noticed I was listening back a little bit and I was like, Trey, shut the fuck up.
Like, I let him go way too long on that one.
Stepping on my toes here. But we have something for you. Let's change direction. How about our new friends, PETA? Nikki? Are you listening? Ingrid, are you listening? You guys are just making it very difficult for us to support, to get behind you on anything.
I meant to look this up.
Some of these stories, because I told you before the show what this one was, right?
Yes.
Excuse me. I get it, but I just, at the same time, you can't win them all. And are you just kind of tossing out my question, I guess, to Nikki or to Ingrid? Ingrid's the president, by the way, who we've also made an acquaintance with.
A bond.
Right, a bond with, in a way. Those are my questions. Are you kind of tossing them out because you're hoping that maybe a couple of them stick, or are you really thinking these are all legit? And what I mean by that, the newest one, Nikki, Ingrid, with PETA, is that they tell the White House and Jill Biden, who does an annual Easter egg roll, I guess that it goes down the hill of the White House. I don't know what.
Oh, that'd be fun.
But what they're trying to say is that they need to replace the eggs with potatoes.
And they actually called the eggs cholesterol bombs.
Yes. Which, by the way, eggs are really good for you. And I'll argue with PETA on that. You may not like where they come from, but they're good for you.
They're saying that potatoes are cheaper and healthier than eggs?
And I disagree with that. And that's fine. And that's why Nikki and we're
probably
all
cheaper, but healthier.
We would talk. It's not, potato is one big bunch of carbs. That's it.
So I should eat fries instead of scrambled eggs.
Apparently. And I disagree with that. And they don't have to like where it came from. Again, what I'm saying is they can easily sit there and say, this is against whatever. Potatoes are better because they are they're starch or whatever you want to call them. But come on, PETA, really? Easter eggs? I mean, God.
So are they supposed to paint the potatoes now?
Well, that was my next question. Or do you have like a potato, like half red, half blue? Do a mixed combo?
Would that mess up the flavor of the potato with like food coloring in there? Because at least the shell of the egg keeps the...
And I don't know if a potato is going to roll as well as an egg. I think an egg would roll.
Can you imagine one of these kids pick one of these potatoes up and try to... try to throw it at you?
Yeah, this huge potato just tanks you in the face.
Instead of egging a house, what if they were throwing potatoes at a house? That would do more damage than eggs.
Damage than the eggs. But again, it's not about the end result. It's about where the eggs came from. My thought, look, I'm smarter than PETA and PETA's opposition with this. Just use the plastic eggs, right? You can still call them Easter eggs, but... What I'm worried is that PETA, kind of like the merry-go-round, is going to sit here and say, hey, this is still kind of like promoting real eggs.
Plastic comes from animals too, right?
Sure. Yeah, I think so. I think it comes from the teat of the cow.
The teat of the cow.
It's milk and plastic.
I heard that. I read that on Wikipedia.
Anyway, Nikki, look, reach out.
Help us out here.
Hopefully you're listening. The Easter egg thing, look, I've got another story I'm coming at you guys with next show. So be ready and keep listening. And we love you. And I like the relationship that we have because I really do want to know. This is so baffling to me. As a, I mean, my whole life, Easter eggs. That's just what you think of, and you don't think of the other side.
Maybe she'll Skype with us or whatever, and we can be in a meeting when they decide, okay, what's the next thing we're going to go after?
Yeah, that's what I want.
Do you think people would believe this?
Do you think that we would laugh out loud?
Yeah.
Nikki, we're just kidding.
Do you think Ryan and Trey would talk about it on the show?
Don't leave us. I've told her many times, people, that we make light of things, and I think she respects that, just as we respect their opinions on these cases. They're crazy. Easter potatoes. They want Easter potatoes. There you go.
How a bunny's supposed to get that out of their butt? Is that where the eggs come from?
I think so, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Peter. So we'll look forward to hearing from you on that, Nikki, and whoever. I mean, Nikki, we love you, but if there's somebody else that wants to chime in, let us know.
Somebody heading this outrage.
Yeah, this specific one who's a little bit more passionate about Easter potatoes than Easter eggs. Come at us. We'll talk, and that's what we like to do. God, these are all mine, aren't they, Trey? Deep breaths. How about this? What would you do if you had seat 1A on a plane, an airplane? Like
that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I've had it. I've been fortunate enough to have it a couple times, and it's the first seat. Boom, you're there. I think it's the window.
You're relaxed. Yeah, I think it's window.
Yeah, but you're relaxed. You're in the front. You know,
chilling.
First class, all that whole thing. Well, apparently there was a woman that was sitting in 1A, and the flight attendant approached her and said, "Would you be willing to give up your seat so that this child can sit with her family?" And the child's ticket was way back.
So the family bought first class tickets.
Yeah, I guess they were hoping. I guess they were hoping, like, hey, maybe somebody will be nice enough to give up their seat. Mm. But I don't even think it was a big family. I think it was just like one parent and the kid. Because everybody's going, well, why doesn't the parent go back and tell somebody, hey, I got a first class ticket, go up with my kid?
Right.
Is this woman? First off, I think this woman is in the right by saying no, which she did. What do you think?
I don't think she should be scolded for it, but...
No, she paid how much for that ticket?
Yeah.
First class tickets are ridiculous. You're in 1A, she's probably raiding. She's like, I got a nice trip today. I'm going to relax on the plane, have a cocktail. And all of a sudden, some douche is asking her to move seats so that the kid... You should have made those plans if you weren't prepared for it.
Well, like you said, if they should go back and sit next to the child and let the person come up to first class.
There you go. Then you're sitting with your kid. Then otherwise,
you're sitting
with your kid. The kid's not going anywhere. Tell the flight attendant. They'll check on him. Look, my parents used to put me and my siblings in the back of the plane while they sat in first all the time. We were fine.
Why didn't the flight attendant think about the different options? Why should this become a big story? Just because... I mean, what?
Well, apparently the flight attendant, it was a 6-second video that was captured.
Oh, somebody had to video it.
Oh, yeah. Flight agent asked me if I guess she had her phone on. Once asked me if I wanted to give up my 1A seat to a child to sit with their family. and while she's got her legs up against the wall, relaxed, she's on her TikTok video said, "Girl, fuck them kids and fuck you too."
Oh, shit. Damn.
So I don't necessarily agree with the way she approached it.
Fuck them kids and fuck you too.
But I don't disagree with her. Like, okay, she's ready for her first class. She doesn't need to move. Why would she need to move?
How did she afford that first class ticket?
That's a no from me, dog. Sabra wrote in the caption with a laughing emoji, asking her followers, "Would you have given up your seat?" And so I guess, and it said that it's been viewed like 9 million times, and parents... People, a lot of them expected her to move, but mostly applauded her for standing her ground, which I am too, honestly. I mean, come on. And then she posts a selfie and, you know.
In her first class seat?
Yeah, saying like, flight attendant asked me to leave. And it's like, look on her face. What's your thought? Would you have left if you were in that 1A seat?
Probably.
Really?
If it's a kid, probably.
I don't know. I mean,
but I'm kind of a sucker for that.
Yeah, and I don't think you really care that much about it. I don't love to fly, and I think being up there, I'd want the perks. But man, I did not expect that. I thought you were gonna finally say, have a pair of balls. And say,
if it's a kid like that, I'd be like,
that kid, it's not your fault.
I know.
I would at least tell the parent to make up the difference financially.
That would be a good one.
Okay. If you want your kid to
pay
sit
for
here,
my headphones on the.
If you want your kid to sit here, then I'll pay for a coach ticket and you can make up the difference.
I want the chicken and she has the
right.
The bullshit ramen.
Yeah, you bring it back to me or we work something out, but I'm just going to move. Bullshit. I'm not with you. I'd be nice about it. I'd be like, well, I'm so sorry, but I don't want to do this. But I,
yeah.
But how awkward it was the rest of the flight. The parents just like glaring at the woman like, how dare you not?
But yeah, I mean, after the fact, and I'm thinking about it, you know, why wouldn't the mother go sit back and coach? So that would be my question.
Yeah.
Not more so why did the woman not give up her seat? It would be why wouldn't the mother go sit and coach? Because she got her kid coach. So
when I tell you this, you might change your mind. The child was 13. Come on.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't give up my seat
at that point. Yeah, 13. And when I first read the story, I waited to tell you this till the end to see, but I thought we're dealing with like an 8-year-old kid, somebody that would be scared. This kid's 13 years old. They probably don't want to sit by their mom. They're probably like, leave me back here.
Yeah.
Stay. So, but that.
Let the 13-year-old sit in first class, the mom go sit in coach.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah, mom. Come on. I don't know if. I think it was the mom. Anyway, just wanted to know your thoughts, and I was surprised, and now you just, I don't know, I think a lot of women around the Metroplex are a little wet after that comment. I think they liked what they heard from Trey, the selfless act of giving up his first class 1A. It's not 2A.
Is it selfless, or am I just a sucker?
Well, probably a combination of both, but... All right, let's talk real quick about, and I don't know enough about this, so I'm just going to kind of...
We never do.
How many stories have I lay with? Well, I don't really know shit, but...
Here it is.
Here we go. I just read this, and I wanted to bring it up because I don't know how I feel about it, and I'm going to try and watch it and get through it just because, I don't think it's fair for me to not watch something and talk about it. But I'm going to talk about it first this time. And this is about a movie that came out. And it's called The American Society of Magical Negroes.
American Society. Okay, got it.
Right. AMS. Anyway. And the bottom line is this came out and it's an anti-white film. It's supposed to be a comedy, a black comedy. But it's anti-white. And it came out in the first weekend... It made a whopping $1 million. And if anybody knows what that means in movie terms, $1 million is nothing if it's any good, right? And on Sunday, it only made $300,000, which was a 34% collapse. In one scene, Trey, this is what got me. Have a black funny movie all you want. But in one of the scenes, it says that white people are called the most dangerous animal on the planet. And so I was not comfortable with that.
No.
What do you think about that? What if somebody said, we are the most dangerous animals? First off, I'd argue and say that fucking hippo that took that guy down was
pretty fucking dangerous. I guess I would like to hear the context around that statement.
Sure. Yeah. And I like that because we're asking people to not take away context when it comes to Donald, other things. We should do the same. Fair enough.
I don't feel like I'm very dangerous.
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to watch it and see, but I just wanted to to say that fortunately for this country, and it may be because, you know, African Americans, black people, however we're supposed to say it these days, make up only 12 to 13% of the country. So maybe that's why the numbers were so low. If you make a black comedy about hating on white people, you're going to get 12 to 13% that are your target demographic.
Right.
You're not going to get, well, yeah, I take it back. Maybe you get some lefty woke people that are white that are like, yeah, to hell with white people.
Well, is the movie, I mean, is it just bashing
white people? Supposedly is what it says. It's just it's an anti-white film. And it's about people, it's about black people that are able to magically control the happiness or unhappiness of white people. And
really?
That's how it should be. Based on history and blah, 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 blah. And again, haven't seen it. Don't want to say too much.
Gotcha.
And but I do want to try and watch it. I think I'm probably going to get too pissed off in about 10 minutes.
Well, I mean, I get some of the, you know, comedy jokes on us is funny, but it's a whole movie of bashing us. It's just, I don't understand.
Oh, no, no, yeah. Let me rephrase. Trey and I... Because we did a whole segment on the names that this one lady came up
white with. Slurs,
yeah. White slurs. Make a joke all you want, but when you make a film and its intent is to actually bash white people to the point of where it's no longer comedy, then yeah, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm not pro. If there's a movie out there and all it does is bash black people and say that good, I'm glad we did what we did, or something that's horrible like that, then I would not support that either. But I will support a movie, which I think was done. We talked about this one. I think it was actually done by the Wayans brothers, but black people, they made fun of themselves. The orange juice while drinking in the hood. Or
oh, yeah.
The spoof of
Boys in the Hood.
Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are films out there like that. Something like that. And, you know, Mel Brooks did a lot of movies that had some black jokes and used the N-word and whatever else. And it was understood that it was comedy. And he got away with it. People got away with it. Tarantino's gotten away with it his whole career. We talked with one of our former guests about that. But to do a movie with the intent of literally bashing the race and blaming them and saying we're the most dangerous animal on the planet. Man, that's a little over.
That's deep.
So go watch this, everybody, and tell us we're wrong. Give me a butthurt comment of the week. Give us a butthurt comment of the week. And trust me, we'll read it.
Absolutely.
You gonna watch that?
Probably not.
Me neither. No, I want
to order a pizza. One
I want,
night,
yeah, right? I want. I know, I want to watch it. I just there's so many other things I have to do, and I think I want to watch. Like I said, 10 to 15 minutes. I want to see what it's like, and if it's really constant.
If it catches our.
If
it, attention.
Well, no, or if it's constantly bashing, if it's like, okay, there's a joke every 20 minutes and they made this one line in there, then I'll get over it. But,
yeah.
But anyway.
Give it a shot.
Give it a shot. Hey, maybe I'll become a woke lefty and be let my inner black out.
A woke lefty.
And bring my inner black out.
Yeah.
And, you know, fuck the white man.
The white man.
He's an asshole.
He's an asshole. He's holding us down.
Yeah. Who knows? But I don't know. I mean, is that the intent of the film? And I think it's a little bit of it. And that's what makes me upset. So let's go on to. Do you want to go on to trending topics?
Why not?
Are you ready to roll? Look, people look forward to our trending topics because they get information without having to look it up. Right? We don't even look it up.
That's why it's trending.
Look, Taylor liked that joke. She just laughed. Look at her. She's looking back at me. She's like, oh, Ryan.
You're too funny.
You're so silly.
And this Taylor's going, huh?
Your Taylor doesn't know anything about life yet. I don't think she's even gotten her period.
She's like, white people suck.
Okay. Trending in news. Dan Rather. He's a news anchor, right? Dan Rather.
What?
Dan Rather. He would rather not be in. I don't know.
I don't know.
He's a news anchor. Sports. Here we go. Hockey. It doesn't say hockey, but I know that it is. Austin Matthews. He's probably the best born U.S. player. At least
besides Mike McDonough?
Well, definitely currently. I think he's going to be better overall than Mike. But he plays for the Toronto Maple Leafs, so maybe they did something tonight. Trending, Miracle Whip. Fuck Miracle Whip, right, Trey?
You don't like Miracle Whip?
Oh, come on. Over mayonnaise? Over real mayonnaise?
I like Miracle Whip.
Oh, God. Hold on. Let's pause the camera while I beat the... Miracle Whip?
What's wrong with Miracle Whip?
It tastes like an asshole.
An asshole?
Yes.
Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong one.
Maybe you're thinking of the one that tastes like a nutsack. All right. Look. Look. Miracle Whip will never...
Remember my sandwich tasting like an asshole.
Miracle Whip will never replace mayonnaise. But you... Okay, fair enough.
We'll have to try this.
So if you had like... What's your favorite deli meat?
Oh,
Don't make this a long thing. I just... Hypothetically, deli meat.
Ham.
Ham. There you go. Would you rather have Miracle Whip on there or mayonnaise?
Yes. Is it not the same?
Man. It is not the
white and creamy.
We're about to go out to the store right now after the show.
Do a taste test.
Can we
dip your ham in that Miracle Whip?
We don't really want to buy it. Can we just get a quick finger?
Isn't that how some of our dates used to start out?
Can I just get a quick finger? Oh man. Okay. It's trending. See. If anybody thought they didn't know enough about Miracle Whip, look what you just got.
Yeah.
Okay. Trending. No Diddy.
No Diddy.
Who Diddy? Who Diddy? It's Puff.
No Diddy.
Daddy. Who's Diddy?
That's Diddy. Yeah.
Puff Diddy.
Puff Diddy.
So no Diddy.
No Diddy.
No Diddy. Someone doesn't want him
at all.
Who's he married to?
I don't know.
I thought he had a popular wife.
I have no clue. We can make that up. He's married to
Punky Brewster.
She got hot though.
She is hot.
Wasn't she on Friends?
Yeah, she's on Friends. Anyway, no Diddy. Why wouldn't? Anyway, all right. I thought he was hilarious when he did that film with Russell Brand and Getting Him to the Greek.
Oh, Get Him to the Greek.
Wasn't that
P Diddy. Yeah.
Yeah, P Diddy. Sports. Ken Palm. Who's that?
Ken Palm. He's a famous.
I hope you know. I really want to know, so tell us.
He was a famous, Batman. So he came. He came out.
Oh, Ken Palm.
Yeah. I knew. He's from Utah. And
It is the badminton state.
Exactly. He grew up playing badminton. And I want to say he did some underground badminton because he needed money for the mortgage of his parents' house. It was some kind of weird story. They were gambling too much and mom was on cocaine, so he had to play underground.
It was
badminton.
Underground.
Yeah.
So it was intense.
Yeah. So
if he had lost, who knows?
But supposedly he's trying to get back into the sport and the legit badminton league of America.
Good luck to Ken Palm. And we'll be looking for you at the next badminton tournament that we go to. Politics. Here we go. Trending.
Second Amendment.
I can't even pretend to laugh because you know what the Second Amendment is.
Isn't that the gun law?
The gun law. So I can't.
I actually guessed that. Guessed it.
Oh, you guessed it.
Yeah. I didn't know it was the gun law, but
Second Amendment. And I think it's probably because. Wasn't there more shootings and more stuff? And
there's
more?
Always seems to be more shootings.
And so everyone's talking about the right to bear arms and the Second Amendment and what it was about. I mean, we won't go into it. That's a long conversation. So just know that it's trending for some reason. Hopefully it's not another shooting that we just missed like while we're sitting here. Trending. DJ Davis. Who the fuck is DJ Davis? Do you know?
I think he was an Australian DJ.
Makes sense.
That came over here illegally.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's no good.
And so he started this movement of illegal Australians with the underground DJ scene. And so they've been underground. There's a lot of underground shit going on tonight.
It sounds like it.
It's an underground.
So you're telling me there's underground clubs with all Australians.
All Australian
illegal
DJs
immigrants.
Illegal, yes.
And they're all DJs.
They swam over here too.
Do they?
It's fucking crazy.
Do that's they a rotate? Long way to swim. Who gets to do the DJ?
Yeah.
Oh. We need to look into DJ Davis because we need to report him. Yeah. Trending in Texas, Iowa. We don't even need to say anything. What?
Okay.
It says trending in Texas, Iowa.
Is that a cock ass?
No, those are over. Is Iowa playing your school, or like is any Texas school playing Iowa, or
maybe there's some NCAA,
but it's not in sports, it's trending in Texas.
Hmm, anyway, that's weird.
Trending in Texas, Lil Tay. See how you did the Lil L? Tay. Did I not do it right? Lil Tay. Is that a real person?
Could be.
I thought we went through all the Lils.
I think we all went on the Lil Tay is some weird Hispanic woman with blonde hair. That has a great singing voice.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
And she writes about women that she's dated in the past. She's lesbian.
Right.
And so all of her songs are about past relationships of women that she's been with.
So Lil Tay isn't your screensaver?
No.
Lil Tay.
See, she didn't get that joke either.
Yeah, she's like, what?
That didn't make sense to her either.
But my Taylor did. Look, she's like,
oh, guys, you're funny.
So silly, Ryan. So silly. Politics. Letitia James trending with Kevin O'Leary.
Letitia James and Kevin O'Leary.
Yeah,
yeah. That's the next presidential group that's coming up in 2028.
Oh,
Letitia and what was his name again?
Kevin O'Leary.
Kevin O'Leary.
So they're you're telling me they're going to try and bump out whoever's in there?
Yeah, 2028.
Well, Kevin if it's O'Leary, Joe Biden, then
they should have a chance.
They should have a well, no, because Joe Biden will be out.
You know what? I think I'm wrong. I think that's a country music group that came out back in the '60s.
Oh, I think you're thinking of. I know who you're thinking of. It's not them.
That's not them
for the political people.
Oh,
this Letitia and Kevin O'Leary in the '60s.
'60s.
It was the '70s.
Yeah. Anyway, they did a.
What was their group called?
You got me on that one. I don't know.
If I remember correctly, it was called the General Lee. Ah! But go ahead.
I think they did a collaboration with Dolly Parton at some point, and yeah. That was dumb.
How long has Dolly been alive? A long time.
Long time.
I tell you what, trending another hockey name, Mitch Marner from the Maple Leafs also. Maybe Toronto did something.
Sounds like another American name.
Yeah, Mitch Marner.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think who cares? Sports, Michael Porter Jr. Who's that?
Michael Porter Jr. He plays for the...
You actually know this one, so you look how fast you are.
Shit. Is that the Nuggets? Yeah, I think he plays for the Nuggets.
All right, why would he be trending?
I don't know. That's weird.
Well, the best one here... It is, I don't, I can only imagine what this is and what you've read about it, but it's trending in the US and it's hashtag Gag City Atlanta. What could hashtag Gag City Atlanta possibly mean?
I think that's a new Olympic sport that they're trying to get approved. Something to do with ping pong balls, how many they can stuff down their throat. And
so the less you gag, the more you win.
Right.
Right.
So I think a lot of, I mean, we got to stand proud with our rainbow flags because a lot of gay men are really coming in strong on these.
But
so,
why Atlanta, I wonder?
Well, that's the capital of the ping pong ball.
That's where ping pong balls were
invented.
That's where they came.
So that's why they're going there for the best ping pong balls to shove down their throat.
Oh, that's right. It was by Alexander Ping.
Yeah. And his wife, Pong.
His wife, Pong. Oh, my God. All right. Turning topics is done for the night. I thought that were... Look, if any of you... wanted some knowledge, you just got it.
Right.
Boom. I mean, and I think...
how many people knew ping pong balls were from Atlanta?
Well, right. And made by a husband and wife named Ping and Pong. Come on.
It's in the name.
It's in the name. It's right there. And I think that's a great way to end the show. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, keep following. Keep subscribing. We tell it every goddamn show.
Keep smiling.
Subscribing, smile and subscribe.
Keep shining.
Do both. We're really trying to hit the YouTube channel right now. That seems to be our biggest platform that we're trying to go with. So
subscribe, like, love, comment.
Like, love, comment.
Interact.
Interact and keep listening because we do this for you guys. And guess what? We're not going anywhere. So you might as well just do it.
Do it.
Do it. Love you guys.
Later.
Gag City, Atlanta.
No bias here, just the facts and the fair. We look at both sides, do our best to compare. In this podcast realm where we compromise, balance is key and the facts don't lie. Staying in the gray where perspectives intertwine, we seek the truth in the gray we define. In this podcast journey, minds open wide, shades the truth on this impartial ride.
Shoulders like that.
Like that.
Yeah.
I was wondering if this guy that put the batteries in his penis, if that was in protest of this whole Pornhub thing, you know?
Oh. He said, if I have to have an account with a password, I'm just going to shove batteries at my cock.
Boom. So this is Pornhub's fault right here.
See, if anybody doubts the knowledge and expertise of this show, Trey nailed it. Right?
That's what I'm here to do.
Yeah, well, we love you guys. We'll see you next time.
Later.